is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tire's Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123. The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently you had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERS.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The Pep Band is alive and well here at Fort Loramie. Hello, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. This evening, we webcast a high school boys basketball game for you between the Fort Loramie Redskins 2-3 on the year and the new Freeman Cardinals 1-4. Chuck McBee alongside. We expect an even matchup tonight. We certainly had one earlier today when the Anna girls nipped the Fort Loramie girls 46-45 in a great game at Anna. It wasn't officiated real well at the end. It was an outstanding basketball game, Chuck, between two high-quality girls basketball programs, which should go a long way in the tournament this year.
Well, but my guess would be, after watching that game, is if they played 10 times, it wouldn't shock me if it was 5-5 at the end of the 10 games. That's how even they are.
Agreed. No doubt about it. Each team here tonight in this boys' game, Fort Loramie, New Bremen, off to a slow start. Fort Loramie features two sophomores in the starting lineup. New Bremen, a freshman. Each club trying to find its way here in December, beginning to grow and develop traction for the post-Christmas grind all the way to the end of the year. Both schools refueling their programs, although New Bremen does have a few more experienced players back than Fort Loramie. We can recall the names, Chuck, of Devin Braun, Grant Oberding, Frilling, Ratterman, Gruy. Fort Loramie hit hard at graduation. Yeah. Carson Munger, a prolific 20 points a game scorer for New Bremen, graduated a year ago. Each team trying to replace virtually all of its offense from the 2014-15 campaign.
Well, and that's the hard part. You got two things as a coach when you got a whole new team like this, or mostly a whole new team. You've got to find somebody who wants to take the ball and handle it in crunch time, and you've got to come up with the rotation that you want to do with your substitution, and it takes a little while to get that feel for what you want to have happen with your eight or nine guys that you run in and out of the game.
Fort Loramie Redskins have beaten New Bremen the last 2 years. two seasons ago right here. It was a cliffhanger, 54-52. A tight struggle at New Bremen a year ago. Fort Laramie won that game by a final score of 66-61. It's our first look at the Fort Laramie boys this season. In the Shelby County League last year, Fort Laramie went 7-5, good enough for third, 15-9 overall. New Bremen was 4-5 in the Midwest Athletic Conference, sixth in the standings, 14-11 overall was New Bremen one season ago. I mentioned the youth on this Fort Laramie team. Two sophomores in the opening five, Dylan Braun, 6'1", a soft, Devin's younger brother, and Tyler Siegel, 6'7", a sophomore, played quite a bit last year as a ninth grader. Redskins still looking to get the ball into him so he can generate production on the interior for this Fort Laramie offense.
Yeah, they need him to be around 10, 12 points a game and double-figure rebounds for them to be as successful as they can be.
Sure. Siegel at 6'7", yet to pace the Redskins in scoring this year in a game. That might come tonight, who knows. Redskins lost their opener this year to Jackson Center, no shame in that, 54-43, as Drew Werman led the way with 11. Then came a 52-51 win over New Knoxville. Drew Werman had the game winner. Dylan Braun pumped in 19 in that game. A loss to Botkins here at Fort Laramie, 47-33. A win on the road, Chuck, this past Tuesday. That lifted the Redskins' spirits, beating Fairlawn by a score of 54-45 at the Jets gym. Braun with 23 big ones in that game. Then last night right here, a war with Rushi in the Shelby County League. Points were hard to come by. Rushi wound up winning it 35-32. Redskins did not have a player in double figures.
Well, yeah, they need to be able to put the ball in the basket tonight. I mean, it's hard to score 35 points in a high school basketball game and win.
This New Bremen team has got a young man by the name of Dion Haney. Last name spelled H-O-E-H-N-E, easy for me to say. 31 points for Haney in the season opener against Allen East. New Bremen lost that game 67-63, but Haney can put points on the board rapidly. He's not a real tall young man. He stands at 6'2", a senior. He will be the tallest of the New Bremen starters. New Bremen, not a big team by any imagination, but Fort Laramie will have to spy on him. Haney didn't make a three in that game, Chuck. 31 points, 26 on 13 twos.
Well, that's impressive. And but you would think that Laramie should be able to get the ball down to Siegel and use that 6'7 to go against him. I'm not sure. Maybe we're going to see some zone.
Yep.
And if we don't see zone, if they're going to play man, they're going to play front back. And that means somebody's going to have to spot up. And Tanner Rosengarten is somebody that I expect to start having a heck of a season because that kid can flat out shoot it.
Oh, agreed. He's a solid outside left-handed jump shooter. As I mentioned, New Bremen, just one win. That came in New Bremen's last game, a 41-40 triumph over Parkway. Losses to Allen East, as I mentioned. Troy Christian on the road, 40-36. Haney had 10. Greg Parker had 10 in that game. A setback to Versailles, 60-41. Parker had 13 in that game, although New Bremen trailed by just 1 point at the half, 30-29. And also, New Bremen has dropped the contest to St. Mary's by a score of 60-45. We anticipate a fairly low-scoring affair tonight. Points may be hard to come by early on as each team tries to feel its way. Fort Laramie does have the potential to shoot well from the perimeter, as you alluded, Chuck. Dylan Braun, Drew Werman, Rosengarten. The Redskins can light it up from behind the arc. It's a young team, but Fort Laramie still looking for that, call it confidence, assertiveness, that boldness at the offensive end. You're right, Tyler Siegel has got the factor more than he has up to date.
Well, you know, I mean, at that size, and we watched him play, it's not like he's just a big kid. He's a talented kid.
Yep.
So, yeah, he needs to have probably 6 points in a game just on offensive rebound.
Yeah, yep. Well said. Fort Laramie won the junior varsity tilt easily. Fort Loramie also won the freshman game. That was an overtime contest, and that is the reason why we are on the web late tonight with this Saturday night affair from Fort Loramie, the Redskins hosting the New Bremen Cardinals. In chatting with the New Bremen cheerleaders several minutes ago, Chuck, they noted for me, it's not Cardinal Red for New Bremen. It is Crimson. The nickname is the Cardinal,
right,
or Cardinals, but it is Crimson and Gold. Those are the New Bremen colors. I think I've been mistaken in the past and referred to them as Cardinal Red or maybe even Maroon. It looks like one of those or both, but in fact, it's Crimson.
Well, let's go with the fact that the cheerleaders may know more than we do, but it looks maroon to me.
Well, they know a heck of a lot, heck of a lot more than I do, that's for sure. In fact, I talked with three or four of them, and they are all 4.0 GPA students. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on ScorersBroadcast.com, including three who are on the air with us for Fort Loramie games specifically. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Tom and Jerry's will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships one customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at TomJerry's.com. Head coach for the Fort Loramie Redskins is Corey Britton, who I thought, Chuck, did a fine job last year guiding the program. It was a Fort Loramie team that came on late in the season, won 15 games, advanced to a sectional championship. Head coach of New Bremen, with whom we've had the chance to speak on several occasions, is Adam Doherty, and he runs a fine ship at New Bremen as well. Both teams shooting around. Fort Loramie to our left, New Bremen on the right. As we mentioned, the Cardinals in the road, crimson gold trim. Fort Loramie, the home white with red and black trim. Our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Staley in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio district, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. Middendorf developing the Timber Trail subdivision, south edge of Anna, Route 25A. And Middendorf Builders will also construct a fine, customized home according to your plans and specifications. And these additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, the Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Frisch's Restaurant in Sydney, the In-Between just south of Botkins, John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, and Wells Brothers Inc. in Anna. Starting lineup opening tip in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
The starting lineups are being introduced. First, for the visiting New Bremen Cardinals, senior Ben Schwiederman, 5'11", a senior. Greg Parker, also a senior, 5'11" tall. Kalen Reed, a 5'11" senior on the perimeter as well. Dion Haney, who plays a wing, 6'2", 180-pound senior, as I noted, had 31 points in New Bremen's opening season loss to Allen East. He rifled in 13 field goals in that game. Kalen Reed added 18. The fifth starter, Brandon Heitkamp, 6'2", freshman, a 160-pounder. For the Fort Laramie Redskins, Drew Worman at a guard, 5'10", a senior. Dylan Braun, 6'1", a sophomore, at a guard spot. Junior Nate Blyman, 6'3", a junior. Junior Cody Gasson, 6 feet tall, and Tyler Siegel, 6'7", a sophomore, he is in the middle. So it's Worman, Braun, Nate Plyman, Gasson, Tyler Siegel for Fort Laramie, Schwiederman, Parker, Reed, Haney, and Heitkamp for New Bremen. Redskins will move from right to left on your phone or computer screen as you imagine things here tonight. New Bremen from left to right. Saturday night crowd here at Fort Laramie, about half full each side. Good contingent from New Bremen down to our left. Fort Laramie adult cheering section directly behind us. Siegel goes high to win the tip. He smacks it into backcourt to Dylan Braun, who races up the floor, gives it off to Drew Worman. Worman 25 feet away. Bounce pass baseline left. It's dealt to Nate Plyman. Thrown to the foul line. Soft fadeaway jumper by Cody Gasson. No good. Hit the rim, kicked away. New Bremen pulled off the rebound. Here come the Cardinals. Ben Schwiederman down the floor. Schwiederman, left side of the court. Looks in the middle for Haney. Dribbles, gives it up, out back to Parker. Parker fumbled it as he started the drive. Loose ball picked up by Haney. Haney darts into the lane. Looping jump shot. 10-footer. Bouncing in. Hit the back rim. Right down through. Shooter's touch. 2-0 in favor of New Bremen. 50 seconds into this game. Here's Worman. Throwing right side to Gasson for Fort Laramie. Ball high overhead. Big time skip pass. Cross court to Dylan Braun. Tries to dump it down inside to a teammate, Nate Plyman. And it's slammed out of bounds by New Bremen.
And like we talked about, New Bremen has come out into a man, and whenever the ball's on the side with Siegel, they are front and in front of him and behind him.
Here is Fort Laramie inbounding. Worman throws on the arc to Dylan Braun, who slashes into the lane, bounce pass baseline left, Nate Plyman. It is no good. He missed it, follows, and sticks it in. Good play by Nate Plyman of Fort Laramie. We are tied up at 2, 6:44 to go first quarter. Here is Schwiederman with the ball for New Bremen. Gives it up on top to Kalen Reed. Here's a left baseline jump shot, fall away. Then Schwiederman, swish. Nice looking jumper by Schwiederman. 4-2 Cardinals. Here comes Fort Laramie to midcourt. Werman on the bounce, picked up by Schwederman. Shoots a pass into the right corner. Here's a baseline drive, a pull-up on the play by the Redskins. Dylan Braun, bullseye, he's got it. We're tied at four. Short of 2 minutes gone, first period. New Bremen, Parker, dribbling. Throws across the top of the key to a teammate, it's Schwederman. He guns one from there, three-point land, no good. Long rebound, traced down by Siegel of Fort Laramie. Game tied at four. We've played 2 minutes, 15 seconds. Siegel high post goes to Gasson, right flank. Gasson starts a drive, baseline. Tries to aim a pass across the court. It hit the underneath side of the backboard. Loose ball rebound alertly in the lane by Fort Laramie. Shot back up, no good by Nate Kleiman, but he is jarred from behind, and he'll shoot two.
Yeah, the skip pass hit the bottom of the rim, and luckily Kleiman was standing there waiting for it.
Almost went in. Nate Kleiman with a couple, first shot, deep knee bend, and he bangs it down through. 5-4 in favor of Fort Laramie. Cody Gasson to the sideline for the Redskins. Boy, he had a very good football year playing in the secondary on defense. Standout performer for Coach Whit Park's Redskins football squad this year, Cody Gasson. Both free throws up and in by Nate Kleiman of Fort Laramie, which leads 6-4. New Bremen on the attack, 5.5 to go first quarter. Near side pass to Greg Parker, fakes left, goes right. He's shut off by Werman. Parker knife through the lane, outstanding defense by Fort Laramie. Ball raked away by Dylan Braun. Braun on the loose, down the floor, left side of the court, on the go, hits it, a bank shot. Oh, what a play by Dylan Braun. He's got two fielders already for Fort Laramie, which is on top 8-4. We played 3 minutes first quarter. New Bremen with the ball straight away. Here's a 23-footer pumped up there by Greg Parker, short off the front of the rim. Rebound down to Fort Laramie. Redskins Werman to Siegel, the trailer. A right wing pass goes to Evan Burning in off the bench, a 6'2 sophomore. Burning gives it up out back. Redskins got even younger with the substitution, Burning in for Gasson. Werman near midcourt, being hounded tightly by Kalen Reed. Here's a drive by Werman. He shook the defender, missed it on the run in the lane, rebounded by the Cardinals. 4:30 left to go in the first. 8-4, Fort Laramie. Outside the arc at Schwederman. Gives it up on the play to Deion Haney. Near side, Kalen Reed. To the driver, Schwederman, stolen from him. Nice defense by Fort Laramie. Yanked away by Burning. Burning hits a cutter down the floor on the loose. Nate Kleiman scores a driving layup. Fort Laramie busts out to a 10-4 lead. 4:09 to go in the first. On scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGInc.OH.com.
And thanks so much to Jason Meyer, owner of AAG Inc. He's from Fort Laramie, saw him before the game. He's excited to be here tonight. American Architectural Glass, proud sponsor of high school sports here on scoresbroadcast.com. New Bremen with the ball after the timeout, down by 6, 10-4. Cardinals work the ball left side of the court. Now it's dished off into the lane. Power shot by Deion Haney. Five-footer, well defended. Missed it, no good. Rebound Redskins. There's Dylan Braun firing cross-court to Evan Burning. Starts a drive, pulls up. Now he twists again, takes the shot from 12 feet. It danced off the iron. New Bremen got the carom. Here come the Cardinals on the go. 3:28 remaining, first quarter. 10-4, Fort Loramie. Here's Sweeterman. Near side pass, Greg Parker on the run. Flips it in off the window. Nice shot by Parker, a good offensive player for the Cardinals. 10-6, Redskins by 4. Down the floor comes Fort Loramie. Deep right corner pass goes to Dylan Braun. Thrown out back to Cody Gasson now. To the foul line, doesn't shoot. Leaves it behind him for the three-point gutter, Evan Burning. He bombed one in from long range. Counted, plus a foul against New Bremen below the basket. And the Redskins may keep the ball. Here comes the official for the explanation. He signals good on the shot. Yep, a shove off against the Cardinals below the hoop.
Yep, the three was in the air when he got the foul, so it'll be Loramie ball into the basket.
13-6 Redskins, 2:56 to go here in the first quarter. Ball inbounded below the rim to Burning in the corner. Out back to Worman, right back to Burning, right side of the court. Cross court, skips it to Gasson. He tries to use a high screen from Nate Plamont. Now it's thrown to Tanner Rosengarten, 6-foot senior is in. He's at the top of the key. Baseline right, Fort Loramie drives, skips it to the left corner. Here's a three-pointer, Evan Burning in the air, no, off the back brace. New Bremen tracks down the rebound, foul against the Redskins. 13-6 Fort Loramie, 2:31 to go in the first. Cody Gasson picked up that loose ball, rebounding foul. New Bremen in backcourt. New player in off the bench, Eric Bowers, a 5'10" junior. Bowers goes high left to Deion Haney. Haney gives it up to Greg Parker. Parker 22, dribbling across the top of the key to Sweeterman. He starts to drive. A little nifty baseline pass to a teammate. It's Bowers. He gets too far beneath the basket. Tries to get it out of trouble. Fort Loramie kicks it. It goes out of bounds. 2:08 to go in the first quarter. 13-6 Fort Loramie. Ball being inbounded by Sweeterman of New Bremen. He looks. Airmails one to Bowers in backcourt. He dribbles up and over the timeline. Gets a high screen from Jake Hemmelgarn, a 5'10 junior, who's in off the bench. The ball is pried loose, but Fort Loramie, New Bremen gets it back. Ball zipped ahead to Parker. Parker goes baseline double-teamed, throws it back to Sweeterman. Now on the arc to a teammate for the three-point shot. No, way short, air ball. Fort Loramie with the rebound. It's Worman, and he's knocked down.
Yeah, Sweeterman pounded him on the rebound that time.
13-6 Redskins, a minute 45 to go in the first quarter. Scoreboard reflects a Fort Loramie New Bremen football game, Chuck. Three touchdowns, two extra points missed. Fort Loramie to the timeline. Evan Burning dribbling. Gets around Jake Hemmelgarn. Dumps it off to a teammate in the lane. Now it's dealt to Siegel right in front. Awkward jumper off to the left, no good. The 6'7 lad couldn't get it to go. Here's New Bremen back the other way. Kalen Reed out of control down the paint. Fort Loramie bails him out with a foul. Two free throws here for the Cardinals. 13-6 Fort Loramie, a minute 25 to go here in the first period. Haven't had points from Fort Loramie for nearly 2 minutes. Foul shot pumped up and in by Ben Sweeterman of the Cardinals. 13-7, our score. New Bremen down 6. Second free throw. I said Sweeterman. I should have said Kalen Reed at the stripe. He nails them both. 13-8, Fort Loramie by 5. Minute 19 to go, first quarter. Hustling down the right side, Evan Burning for the Redskins. Between the rings to Tanner Rosengarten. Left side pass, Dylan Braun. Braun goes behind the back into the deep corner. On top to Rosengarten. Right side Burning. Oh, he enters the paint. Nice dish off down inside to Siegel. And the 6'7 post player gets the deuce.
They should be able to do that about every time down the floor against this size.
Good execution. Well done by Fort Loramie there. 15-8. Redskins by 7. 50 seconds to go, first quarter. Greg Parker on the arc for New Bremen. Tries to enter into the post. And Siegel claws that ball away for Fort Loramie. Backcourt to Evan Burning. 40 ticks left in the clock. Burning right side to Dylan Braun. Back to Burning. Ball high overhead. Near side pass, Tyler Siegel. Back to Burning at the elbow. Gives it up to Gasson. Head coach Corey Britton signaling. We're down to 22 seconds to go first quarter. Dylan Braun way out on the right side. Goes to Rosengarten. Redskins playing for one. Evan Burning's got it 40 feet away. Puts it on the deck. Dribble drive, foul line. Eight to go. Here's Rosengarten. Three-point shot outside the arc, near wing. Hit the rim, no good. Rebound to Bremen. 2 seconds left. Cardinals up the right side. Here's a long set shot, no good, by Greg Parker as the first quarter closes. Fort Laramie 15, New Bremen 8 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
So many thanks to our Fort Laramie game sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, including M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie. Talk to Gebby. Jeff Gebhardt at M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you will never get tired of. Savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie. Take advantage of high-tech computer diagnostics. Phone 937-295-3971, 295-3971. Talk to Gepi, Jeff Gebhardt at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie. Up, the second quarter opens with a bang for New Bremen. Deion Haney sprints into the lane, splits a couple Fort Laramie defenders, and banks in a 10-footer while moving toward the rim. 15-10, Fort Laramie by 5. Half minute into the second quarter of play. Redskins dribbler, far side of the floor. Nate Plyman is bumped. Foul New Bremen. Team's fourth, two on Fort Laramie so far. Team's 15-10, Redskins up 5. Ball being inbounded by Dylan Braun. Braun looking. Throws one cross court to a teammate, Evan Burning, who snatches it. But there is a whistle and a very hasty 5-second call against the Redskins.
I'd say 3.5 tops.
We had one today in the girls' game that was no more than 3.5 or 4. That one right there, I think, was even quicker. Here's New Bremen with the basketball outside the arc. It's Parker. Parker goes baseline to Deion Haney. He arches up a 10-footer. No good. Caromed off the iron to Worman. Outlet to Burning. Left side to Braun. Cross court to Gasson. Baseline drive. Pulls up. Weaves a pass. Opposite corner to Braun. Looking and go. Slashing through the New Bremen defense. He hit a shot while motoring toward the basket. Very athletic play by Dylan Braun. Good looking sophomore for the Skins.
So these baskets are used to having Braun basketballs drop down through it.
Here's New Bremen attacking behind the 7, 17-10, with 6:36 to go in the second quarter. Steal, Fort Laramie. Braun took it away. He's on the gallop. The other direction, foul against New Bremen, which caught up with him from behind while he missed the shot. He was smacked on the shoulder. Dylan Braun, 2 free throws. Right now, Chuck, Fort Laramie executing better at the offensive end than New Bremen. Redskins have done so throughout the game so far as Braun misses the free one. Another one coming. New Bremen, noticeably a short club.
not a lot of size.
Yeah, they're not. They're not going to do a lot of damage throwing the ball down to the block.
Braun is shooting the second free throw. It rattles and stays home. It's good. 18-10, Redskins by 8. 6.5 left, second quarter. New Bremen inbounding. Here comes Greg Parker up to the center stripe. Parker on the bounce. Picked up 25 feet away by Worman. Head of the key, Brandon Heitkamp's got it, the 6'2 freshman. Deep right corner, Parker. Parker slashes through Fort Loramie's defense. A little leaner in the lane, deflected by Fort Loramie off New Bremen. It goes out of bounds. Redskins displaying good defense at the other end. Solid performance both sides of the floor right now by Fort Loramie. Dribbling up the floor, Evan Burning. Dumps it to Siegel, high post. Off into the right corner. Handled there by Worman. Worman skips it near side to Burning. Shot fake. Pulls up. Shovels into the lane to a teammate. Ball lost. It's scratched away by New Bremen. Here come the Cardinals down the floor, behind by 8. On the arc, it's Deion Haney dribbling against Siegel. Gives it up left side to Jake Himmelgarn. Himmelgarn to Bowers. A fall away two-pointer. 16-footer around and out. No good. Rebound in the lane by New Bremen. Heitkamp hits the floor. Foul, Redskins. 5:39 to go in the second quarter. 18-10, Fort Loramie. Substitutions for the Redskins. Braun and Burning out. Rosengarten and Gasson in. Max Messick for New Bremen is on the floor, a 6'1 junior. Baseline, right of the basket. Inbounded by Parker. Parker gives it up, gets it back, circles his way into the paint. A reach around foul against Fort Loramie. Again, the Cardinals will try from below the basket, left side. It goes in the left corner to Bowers. Bowers on top to Parker, who drives, slips it behind him to the deep three-point shooter, Deion Haney. Look out. Nothing but net from long distance. Well, he dialed that one up from another zip code, or I should say area code.
He has a really nice release on his jump shot.
It sure does. Excellent mechanical form. Fort Loramie's lead is trimmed to 5. Siegel, top of the circle for the Redskins. Loops the pass to Gasson, left side of the floor. Big-time skip pass. Far side to Worman. Worman head of the key now. Foul line. Off to Gasson, left corner. Tight defense by New Bremen. Gasson airmails it. Far right wing to Rosengarten. Starts a drive. Pulls up. Missed the 15-footer. And then fouls over the back in his anxiety to get the rebound.
Well, you miss a shot and then you compound it by jumping on somebody's back when you don't have a chance to rebound. It doesn't do you any good.
Redskins offense here in the second quarter. His tally just 3 points. In 3 minutes, 10 seconds, New Bremen has cut into the lead, 18-13, Fort Loramie, Cardinals ball, Parker between the circles, the left side pass, goes on the play to Kalen
wow.
Reed, Reed tries a jump shot from 3-point territory, Siegel out of nowhere, blocked it for Fort Loramie, gives it up down the floor to Burning, Burning skips into the lane, around the defender, rim the shot, but he's fouled, Evan Burning gets 2. 6'2 sophomore. And Haney for New Bremen, leading scorer on the year for the Cardinals, has now picked up a pair of personal fouls. Free throw Burning, no good, missed it long. Second shot upcoming for Burning. Don't forget on Tuesday night, back in action here on scorersbroadcast.com. The Bodkins boys at New Knoxville. Trojans against the Rangers, tip off 7:30 on the air at 7:10 from New Knoxville. Second free throw Burning, around and through. 19-13 Fort Loramie. Under 4.5 to play, second quarter. Parker walks it up for the Cardinals. Gets a high screen from Himmelgarn. Ball dealt to Schwederman in the right corner. Bounce pass straight away to Bowers. Bowers a hop, skip, and a jump into the lane. Running shot missed, but a foul by Fort Loramie. Two free throws for Bowers of New Bremen, which is down by 6. Substitution coming in here now for Fort Loramie. Brad Plyman gets the warm-up off his back for the first time tonight. He'll come in. Free throw Bowers hit the back brace and bounded right back to him. Gasson out. Brad Plyman in, a six-foot senior. Second free throw, Bowers of New Bremen. 1, 2, 3 dribbles, shoots it, and hits. 19-14 our score. Fort Loramie up 5. Redskins in backcourt. Here is Werman hustling up the floor, looks for Siegel at the foul line. Gives it right corner to a teammate, then gets it back. Cross-court skip pass to Burning. Burning not shy about gunning the three. Missed it off the rim, no good. Rebound right corner, out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Redskins ball in, baseline right. Playmaker Burning, looking, sends it below the basket to Brad Plyman. Turnaround bank shot, six-footer, up and over the New Bremen player. He's got it. Good effort by Brad Plyman of the Redskins.
It wasn't a very good inbounds pass. He did a good job of picking it up around his ankles and putting it in the basket.
Exactly. Good observation, Chuck. Nice play by Brad. 21-14 Fort Loramie. Dribbling is Ben Schwederman through the lane. Tries to thread a bounce pass down low. Picked off on the play by Fort Loramie's Burning. Burning gives it up to Werman. Werman hits a cutter coming in from the right wing. Brad Plyman again. Two more. Timeout Cardinals. Four straight for the Redskins, who lead it 23-14. 3:28 to go in the first half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, here at Fort Loramie. Redskins boys team leads New Bremen by 9, 23-14. 3:20 left to go in the second. Here's Ben Schwederman, top of the circle. Nobody picks him up. He peeled off a screen, airballed the shot. Loose ball rebound beneath the basket by New Bremen. A hook by Greg Parker. Didn't catch the iron. It goes out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Cardinals got a good first shot in that possession. But New Bremen has been stymied by Fort Loramie's defense. And the Cardinals own ineffectiveness shooting, only 14 points so far for New Bremen. Here's a steal, ball taken away by New Bremen, and it's swiped right back by Werman of Fort Loramie, and he goes driving right down the lane, carving out space, and a hacking foul against New Bremen. 1-1 for Werman of Fort Loramie, as the Redskins try to push the lead out to double digits. Three dribbles, Werman shot in the air, hit the back iron, came right down into the paws of Deion Haney of New Bremen. Haney up to Parker. Parker picked up by Werman. Parker's got a little crease, drives into the lane, fadeaway 10-footer off to the right, no good. Strong rebound by Bowers. Bowers back up around Siegel, he made it. The 5'10 junior, Eric Bowers, got the rebound, shot to go.
Used his body to screen off Siegel and banked it in. Nice play.
Sure did. 23-16. Redskins up 7, knocked out of bounds by New Bremen with 2:32 to go in the first half.
Number 34, Nate Plyman.
Substitution for Fort Loramie. Nate Plyman in. Austin Siegel out. Dylan Braun inbounds. Taken by Evan Burning. Starts to drive. Foul line. Doesn't shoot. Near side pass. Dylan Braun. Three-pointer is launched, and it is good. Dylan Braun from outside. He gets a triple. 26-16 in favor of Fort Loramie.
Braun has 10.
Very good game for Dylan Braun through the first 14 minutes. 10-point lead Fort Loramie, biggest of the game. New Bremen handling the ball on the arc near side. It is Parker looking for help.
And we've got a turnover against the Cardinals. 2 minutes even left in the second. Fort Loramie ahead by 10. Redskins were up 7 at the end of 1. New Bremen cut it within 5 early on second quarter. The Redskins have pushed it up. Here's Burning, midcourt, little too much dribbling, swiped on the play by Haney of New Bremen. Look at him tear down the floor, driving and laying it in. Deion Haney for the Cardinals. 26-18. Lead is 8 for Fort Loramie. Minute and a half to go, second quarter. Deep in the right corner. It goes on the play to Redskins' Dylan Braun. He hops into the lane. Off-balance shot way short. Rebounded by New Bremen.
Yeah, he forced that one up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's a travel, they didn't call.
You're right. New Bremen with a walk out high, no doubt about it. Not observed by the official. Inside pass to Haney for New Bremen, and it's knocked away from him out of bounds by Nate Plyman of Fort Loramie. 1:12 to go in the first half. Redskins up 8, 26-18. Left of the basket, Schwederman to Trigger. He looks, flips it inbounds to Haney, deep left corner, crowds his way baseline. Look at that hook shot, wide of the mark, no good. He curled that one around the glass. Rebound down to Burning. Burning down the floor to Werman. Werman sets up, line drive, 3, hit the back rim, no good. Rebound out of bounds to New Bremen. 57.6 to go in the first half, 26-18 Fort Loramie. New Bremen in backcourt, it's Greg Parker. Fort Loramie's done a pretty good job on him, second leading scorer for New Bremen this year. High screen set by Heitkamp. Haney comes out to catch it, fires a pass to Heitkamp, baseline left. He goes cross-court to a teammate, intercepted though by Fort Loramie. Bad throw. No chance to send that one through the Fort Loramie defenders who were lined up picket fence along the baseline. 24 seconds to go, first half. Fort Loramie with the ball in the arc. Dribbling. Dylan Braun nearly over and back. There's a bounce pass by the Redskins below the rim. Then a nice feed into the lane. Short jumper, Nate Plyman, no good. Fort Loramie rebounds. Three-point shot in the air. Yes, Dylan Braun. He's up to 13 now in the game. 4 seconds to go, first half. Redskins up 11. Parker pulls up, 21-footer, deflected, no good, as the first half closes out. Strong finish by Fort Loramie in the second to lead it by 11 after being ahead by 7 after 1. Fort Loramie 29, New Bremen 18. Halftime break. Our report coming up in just a few minutes, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
Maria Warhorse and Shelley Warhorse, go ahead and give those folks a round of applause.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here in Fort Laramie, where the Redskins lead New Bremen 29-18. Don't miss out now on great savings at Goffney Furniture, high-quality furniture, priced just right at Goffney in Sydney at 2600 Michigan Avenue. That's Route 47 west of I-75. Check out Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. One of our Fort Laramie game sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com is Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. You've got to check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's. Super deals, customer pricing and financing. Follow the footsteps of many satisfied Geyer's patrons who come to Geyer's from Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, Indianapolis, all over the Midwest. When Gus Geyer built Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a big smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way since. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's. See them online, too, at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. That's G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Redskins up 11, Chuck.
Well, looking at the team stats, it's 11-9 rebounding advantage for the Cardinal. Both teams have two offensive rebounds, seven turnovers for New Bremen, five for Fort Laramie, 4-7 from the free throw line for the Redskins, 3-4 for New Bremen. Individual scoring, Darren Haney scored 9. They got 3 from Eric Bowers. Then they got 2 each from Sweeterman, Hemmelgarn, and Reed. They scored 8 and 10, 18 at the half. 13 points for Dylan Braun. Nice first half for him. They got 6 points from Nate Plyman, 4 each from Burning and Brad Plyman, and 2 from Tyler Siegel. They scored 15 and 14, very consistent, 29-18 at the half. Dylan Braun, Chuck, a young and very exciting player, cut out of the mold of his brother Devin.
Well, you know what, he can absolutely shoot it, but what I like about him is it's not his whole game. He takes the ball to the basket well, he finds the open man. That makes him a complete basketball player.
As Chuck noted, 29-18 Fort Laramie over New Bremen. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Stacy Brandewy of Fort Laramie with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter Reggie injured her knee during her first scrimmage in November 2012. We contacted Wilson Sports Medicine and arranged for an MRI, and unfortunately that MRI did show she had torn her ACL. At that time, we thought her career in high school basketball was over.
But it was not. A 2013 senior for the Fort Laramie Redskins, Reggie received outstanding care and treatment from Diane Alexander, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine athletic trainer.
Diane was caring, she was highly skilled, and motivated Reg to the point that my daughter had the confidence to return to the court and play before any surgery.
And wow, did she ever perform, helping the Fort Laramie girls to the Division IV state title.
You know, it was just 3 days after Reggie and her teammates had won the state championship that Dr. Heckler at Wilson Sports Medicine performed the surgery to repair Reggie's ACL. Thanks to Dr. Heckler and his physician assistant, Nicole Burbacher, the surgery was a great success.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Fort Loramie. Redskins ahead of New Bremen by 11 at the halftime intermission. Our Local Equipment Student Spotlight segment upcoming here on scoresbroadcast.com. Local Equipment at Jackson Center moved to Shelby County in the early 1980s from L.A., California, thus the name Local. And Local Equipment takes great pride in underwriting our halftime segment. We spotlight a couple cheerleaders who excel on the court, in the classroom, and in extracurricular activities. Local Equipment has been a proud sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com since our inception nearly 10 years ago. Tonight, we salute Madison Wells of New Bremen, a cheerleader for the Crimson and Gold, 3.7 GPA, daughter of Jeff and Julie, active in competition cheer. She is the president of the band club. She is the trumpet section leader as well. Spanish Club is a group she takes part in. She was the Bremen Fest Queen in 2015. Plays right field for the softball team, active in drama. She is heading to UC or Toledo. Will study marketing, minor in communications. For Fort Loramie, the cheerleader we salute tonight is Andrea Meyer, 3.7 GPA as well. Daughter of Jerry and Paulette Meyer. Active in cross-country track. She does the high jump and pole vault, does Andrea. Art club, participates at the New Bremen School of Dance. Active in athletes, academia. She is the FFA president. As I mentioned, cross-country, I asked Andrea what she eats, Chuck, the day of a cross-country meet, and she said P, B, and J's. I didn't know what that was, do you? Peanut butter and jelly. You nailed it. You got it. You didn't need a multiple choice, did you?
No, I got them.
Yep. Madison Wells, cheerleader at New Bremen. Andrea Meyer, cheerleader at Fort Loramie. Under the spotlight tonight, thanks to Local Equipment at Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships, so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Do you need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business? Well, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at tomjerrys.com. That's TOMJERRYS.com. Fort Loramie with the ball to start the third quarter, ahead by 11, 29-18. Here is a baseline drive by Dylan Braun. He runs out of space, tries to give the ball up, out of bounds to New Bremen. Here come the Cardinals. We'll check out the five on the floor for New Bremen momentarily. Deion Haney's got it 25 feet away. Gives it up to Eichkamp. Ball rotated ahead to Parker. Now to Haney. Baseline left off to Eichkamp. Short jumper, 10-footer deflected by the 6'7 Seagull of Fort Loramie. Here come the Redskins the other way. Ball thrown deep into the left corner to Gasson. Skips it near side to Braun. Inside to Siegel in good position. That's an easy one. Oh, Braun gave it up to Siegel. Point blank range for two.
That would be effective every time down the floor, you would think.
31-18
Fort Loramie by 13. You can bet head coach Corey Britton of Fort Loramie is putting an emphasis on getting the ball into Siegel, who blocks his second shot of the half. Good play by him. Outlet to Gasson. Gasson dribbling down the floor, maneuvering, scoring. Gasson hits it for Fort Loramie, which leads by 15. 33-18. New Bremen drive down the lane. Parker. Parker slashes through the Redskins' defense for an easy layup. 33-20. Fort Loramie's lead is 13. Redskins with the ball, head of the key. It's Nate Plyman. Baseline left. It goes on the play to Braun. Braun moves toward the foul line. Twists, jumps, and hits it. 10-footer, Braun.
He does a nice job of creating shots for himself.
35-20, Fort Loramie. Near side pass to Bremen and Schwederman. Schwederman hands off on the play to Deion Haney in the lane. Baseline left to Heitkamp. Jump shot, Heitkamp got it from 10.
Behind the back pass, found him on the baseline. That's a nice play.
Oh, Haney whisked that pass right around his body. And it was like Heitkamp knew it was coming. Here's Siegel in the post for Fort Loramie. Hits the cutter, it's Braun. Barreling in from the left corner. He catches and scores, and he's fouled. Boy, the offense came out high to surround Siegel, and he dumped a pass off beneath the New Bremen defense, finding Braun for the lay-in. A free throw upcoming. 37-22, Fort Loramie. Free throw by Braun, dips the knees, and he rolls it in. And Fort Loramie's got its biggest spread of the game, 16 points. 38-22 Redskins.
Braun's only down 22-18.
You're right. Cardinals got 22. Dylan Braun for Fort Loramie, as Chuck noted, 18. Just four behind New Bremen. Left side pass, Bowers on top, Schwederman. So far, Cardinals, no answer for Braun. Here's a high-arching jump shot by Haney of New Bremen. It's a three-pointer, and he sinks it from way out. 38-25, Fort Loramie. Redskins, forecourt right, Evan Burning. Goes cross-court. The jump shooter behind the arc. A long one in the air by Dylan Braun. Around and out, no good. Rebound of the baseline by New Bremen, which is out of bounds. Redskins ball. Playmaker will be Evan Burning. Burning looks, trying to find someone. And he sends that one airborne deep into backcourt where Werman tracks it down for Fort Loramie. Werman up the right side to Evan Burning. Burning knife through the defense. Bounce pass to Braun, who juggled, can't hang on to Bremen's got it. Cardinals down 13. Chest pass up the floor to Haney. Haney, right wing, top of the circle, crossover dribble, tries to feed Heitkamp, broken up by Fort Loramie, loose ball, New Bremen gets it back, shot no, but a foul, Fort Loramie. 4:43 to go, third quarter, 38-25, 13-point lead for Fort Loramie. At the stripe, Eric Bowers, Cardinals, 5'10 junior. Shoots it up and in. 38-26, four in a row by New Bremen. Siegel back on the floor for Fort Loramie. Nate Plyman out. Free throw number two for Eric Bowers of New Bremen. And he hits again. 38-27. That 16-point lead for Fort Loramie a minute ago is now 11. Long pass down the floor to Gasson for Fort Loramie, left side of the court. Skips it to Werman. Wow, too high. Over Drew's head. And the Redskins' youthful managers caught that ball right in their lap. Right next to...
self-defense.
Yeah, right next to Doc Weichel. Here comes New Bremen up ahead. Parker finds a little space in the lane. Dribbles toward the basket, penetrates deep. He's fouled below the rim, and he's in the act of shooting. Yep, New Bremen, last two trips down the floor, Chuck, has cleverly drawn two-shot fouls. 4:24 to go, third quarter. Free throw good as Parker connects, 38-28. Six straight by New Bremen. Tanner Rosengarten in now for Cody Gasson for Fort Loramie. Second free throw in and out. No good. Rebound taken down by the Skins. Evan Burning trots down the right side of the floor around the defender. Throws to Siegel in the lane. Loose ball into the corner. Guess who scrapes it up off the floor? It's Werman. And Werman swishes a long three-pointer. No, it's ruled a two. He was straddling the arc, a deuce. Timeout called by the Redskins. 40-28, Fort Loramie up 12, halfway through the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
New Bremen ball into the floor to our right. Redskins still with a double digit edge, 40-28, had been 16. Four to play here in the third quarter. Right side pass, Deion Haney on top to Jake Himmelgarn, near side Parker. Parker swerves the ball around the top of the circle into the right corner of Himmelgarn. 20 feet away, Eric Bowers, picked up by Tanner Rosengarten of Fort Loramie. Cardinals being patient this trip down. Rosengarten tries to jump in and steal, nearly fouls. Double teamed by Fort Loramie in the left corner. Ball dealt to Parker. Parker down inside to Haney. Haney drives hard to the rim. Shot batted off the backboard by Fort Loramie. Here come the Redskins on the go. Werman down the lane. Lost it. Siegel got it. Threw it on the arc. Here's Braun driving. Good dish off to Werman. Layup short. No good. Rebound tapped out. Scrap for it. Far side of the floor. Off the Cardinals' last. Redskins possession. 3 minutes, 18 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Dylan Braun gets a breather.
That's wasteful thinking. It's third quarter.
He's got, what, three personal fouls,
Joe? No, you said in the fourth quarter.
I'm sorry.
I said, that's wasteful thinking.
I wondered what that signal three meant. Third quarter, I said fourth. Here's a long three-point jumper by Werman of Fort Loramie. Just barely scraped iron. Rebounded by New Bremen. And the Cardinals walk with the basketball 20 feet from the hoop. 40-28. New Bremen down 12. Cardinals had a couple chances at the offensive end here to get it down to 9 or 10. Haven't done it. Redskins have Burning on the floor now, with Braun, who's back in. Nate Kleiman on the front line with Siegel. Evan Burning's got it in the corner. Goes cross-court to Braun. Braun slants through the lane. Gives it up to Burning. Baseline right. Unmolested drive. Cakewalk down the baseline for two.
He faked the three and two different defenders just let him blow by for a layup.
42-28 Fort Loramie. 2:38 to go in the third quarter. Eric Bowers on the arc for New Bremen. Dribbling. Hands off to Greg Parker. Parker 25 feet away. Looks for Deion Haney. Guarding him right now, Nate Kleiman for Fort Loramie. Haney's got it. Fakes right, goes left. Baseline around a Fort Loramie defender. Oh, what a shot. In traffic. Through congestion. Haney made it. Banked it in off the board. Was fouled. That's how he got 31 points in the first game of the year.
Oh, he's a strong kid, I tell you that.
42-30. Fort Loramie in the lead by 12. 2:22 to go, third quarter. Free throw Haney, high arch, short, no good. Nice rebound on the play by Fort Loramie as Brad Kleiman leaped into the lane and snared it. He gives it up to Evan Burning. Outside the arc, near side, Brad Kleiman. Kleiman starts a drive and coughed up the basketball. It goes over the end line to New Bremen. 2:07 left in the third. New Bremen trying to get the deficit down to 10 or even 9 with a three ball. Right wing throw to Haney. Haney gets a screen out high. Still dribbles, pulls up, foul line, doesn't shoot.
Left corner pass, Parker. Long three, air ball. Siegel gets it on the bounce off the floor for Fort Loramie. Siegel down to Burning. Burning drives baseline, hooks it back out to Braun. Well, Fort Loramie in the half court, Chuck, has made some extremely lengthy cross-court throws.
Yeah, they are throwing a skip pass.
Here's the ball pitched to Siegel in the lane, puts it on the deck, drives. A little running half hook is in. He banked it through. Good play by Siegel. Boy, outstanding footwork by the 6'7 lad. 44-30, Fort Loramie. New Bremen near side. Handled there by Himmelgarn. Out of Parker in the corner. 1:11 to go in the third. Trying to squeeze his way into the lane is an offensive player for New Bremen. He's crowded and fouled. It was Kalen Reed. He slithered in there. Dylan Braun clamped down on him. Three on him. Team's fourth. 1:07 to go. Third quarter. Free throw. New Bremen up and in. Player Reed fouled the act of shooting. Hits the first. 44-31. Fort Loramie leads by 13, just over a minute to play. Third quarter of action. Second shot, New Bremen short. Good rebound by Siegel of Fort Loramie. Hand off to Burning. Burning to the timeline. In pursuit is Kalen Reed. Left side pass, Rosengarten. Skips it near side to Worman. Deep right corner, Burning. Burning steps inside the arc and hits it. 16-footer, Burning. 46-31.
Burning's been impressive.
Sure has. Plays under control. Good jump shooter. Here's New Bremen countering. Baseline right. Haney short on the 10-footer. Rebound kicks out to Parker. Back to Haney. 30 seconds to go in the third. Haney gives it up. Left corner, Kalen Reed. Deep three. Circled around the rim and came off. Redskins up 15 with the ball. 20 seconds to go, third quarter. Midcourt, Worman. Picks up his dribble, goes near side to Rosengarten. High offense now by Fort Loramie, which prepares to shoot the last shot. Down to 9, 8. Dribbling, Worman. Let's see what we have. A whistle away from the action. Moving screen on Fort Loramie. No, defensive foul, New Bremen.
It's only the second team foul, so still going to be out of bounds.
5.3 to go, third quarter, 46-31, Fort Loramie. Into the game, Redskins, Dylan Braun. No doubt he'll try to get a screen or go one-on-one. Evan Burning, far side of the court to Trigger. He looks. Can't find Worman, can't find Braun. Goes down inside to Siegel. Siegel, the great option there. Missed it, four-footer. Stick back is in by Dylan Braun. He beat the buzzer. Well done by Fort Loramie. The first two options not available. They lofted it to Siegel. He missed the short one. Dylan Braun was aware, got the rebound, and Fort Loramie is up 17, 48-31 after three quarters of play. We'll keep it right here, Chuck. Tell our listeners all about Brookins in Fort Loramie. If you have not heard about Brookins, you should have, because Brookins has been a fixture in downtown Middletown, downtown Fort Loramie. I'm thinking of my good friend with whom I just spoke a little while ago from Middletown. Brookins in Fort Loramie since the late 1800s. My goodness. Way back when Mule still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local pictures of sports teams hanging on the walls right beside the pics of the current Redskin teams. Well, nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and tonight's pork chop special every Saturday night at Brookins. Your food is cooked fresh. You sit back, relax, enjoy an appetizer while you wait. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats 60. The spacious second floor is available, too.
with over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around. There's just no place quite like Brookins in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. Don't forget, it's Saturday night, and try that pork chop special late this evening. The grill still open, Brookins in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street. First possession, fourth quarter, New Bremen. Offensive foul, Chuck, in the lane?
Yeah, that's what he called. That's kind of a strange. What I saw was a New Bremen kid hit the other New Bremen kid while he was and kind of chopped him. I didn't see any contact between New Bremen and Fort Loramie. I think they're going to talk about it.
Yeah, Coach Doherty of the Cardinals may have a case. The referees do confer. Adams Tech Solutions in Hanna near McCartyville, owned by Adam Rice, reaches out to assist small businesses. Adam provides high-tech computer solutions such as PC and network repair, custom builds, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, phones, handhelds, iPods, iPads. Adam Rice, high-quality computer service on time. Phone 937-538-6948, 538-6948. Adam Rice, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Fort Loramie up 17, first 35 seconds of the fourth quarter. Last situation was ruled a foul on the Cardinals. Gasson's got the ball out high.
Yeah, they just changed the number of the person they
and
fouled.
A trip by New Bremen, right portion of the floor, as Heitkamp spills Werman. That's a pretty good football tackle right there.
Drew gets up smiling, saying, I've been hit a lot harder than that.
7:17 to go in the fourth quarter. Rosengarten inbounding for Fort Loramie. Looks, loops it into the corner to Braun. Right back to Rosengarten. He sizes up a three. It's online, a little strong. Rebounded by New Bremen. Here come the Cardinals. Parker down the floor. Near side pass, Kalen Reed. Rotated back to Parker. Bounce pass deep in the right corner. Now Schwedeman on top. Carves out space in the lane. Doesn't shoot. Gives it up to Parker for a three try. No good. Off the back iron. And we've got a rebounding foul, I think, on Rosengarten for knocking Heitkamp to the deck.
Fort Loramie foul, number 32, Rosengarten.
6:52 to go in the fourth quarter. 48-31, Fort Loramie.
I think this leads the season so far in towels on the floor cleaning up sweat.
It is so warm and somewhat humid outside. There is condensation on the floor here in the gymnasium. That coupled with players hitting the deck every now and then. Here is a drive by New Bremen from the right corner along the baseline. A shot pumped up there, no good by Heitkamp, but he's blasted on the arm and he's got two coming. 48-31 Fort Loramie. That was our score, Chuck, at the end of the quarter, right?
48-31, yes.
Yep, no one has put a point on the board in the first 1:15 of the fourth. Until now, shot by Heitkamp, good. 48-32, Redskins, Evan Burning back in. Okay, this Fort Loramie team does have some talent. If the Redskins can get the inside game untracked and feed it off to Siegel a little more effectively, Fort Loramie is going to be quite all right. 6:45 to go, fourth quarter. Two free throws, Cardinals. Redskins up by 15, 48-33 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Manbauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Redskins have the ball up 15. Just over 6.5 to play in the fourth quarter. Dribbling down the near side goes Burning, pulls up on the arc, gives it to Gasson, deep right corner. Ball airmailed around the top of the circle to Braun. Back to Gasson, near side, shot fake, up and under, good. Nice play, Cody Gasson.
Yep, yeah, he did a nice job because he caught it in traffic and gathered himself before he went up the shot.
Well, you can tell Fort Loramie has really polished up that cross-court skip pass. Here's New Bremen coughing up the ball down below the rim. Redskins have got it. Passed ahead to Braun in the left corner. Back out to Burning. Cross-court baseline right. It's fed to Braun. Braun a runner. Danced off the rim. No good. Rebound Cardinals. 5:56 to go in the fourth. 17-point lead Fort Loramie. Deep right wing, Parker. Near side, Haney. Cardinals whip it around. Baseline left. 10-foot bank shot by Kalen Reed. Good-looking jumper as he knocked that one in off the window. Kalen Reed scores it for New Bremen. He twisted his body around. He contorted himself to get a look off the window, and he knocked it in there. 15-point lead for Fort Loramie, which throws cross-court beneath the basket. Errant throw intended for Braun goes out of bounds to New Bremen. Redskins don't want to get too careless. Fort Loramie's been coasting along with a double-digit lead since the beginning of the second half. It's been as many as 16. It's now 15. Actually, it was up to 17 at one point. 48-31 early on in this quarter. New Bremen over the timeline. Right side pass to Parker. Straight away, Himmelgard. Handed to Schwederman. Schwederman dropped it, got it back. Fort Loramie man-to-man defense. Ball fed on the play to Himmelgard. Himmelgard darts into the lane. A lot of congestion there and size in front of him. He missed it. Fort Loramie got the rebound. Threw it down to Gasson. Deep left corner, Burning. Burning starts to drive, pulls up. Rifles a pass down inside to Siegel. Siegel has his arm pulled away.
I'll tell you what, he's got good hands. That was a tough pass in traffic.
Yep, sure was. Two throws for Siegel. 6'7 center for Fort Loramie. Just a sophomore. Foul shot, front rim, backboard in. 51-35 in favor of Fort Loramie. Right now for Fort Loramie, Redskins have Brad Plyman back on the floor, along with Siegel, who's shooting. That one is around and out. Braun in, Werman on the court, Burning as well. New Bremen garnered the rebound. Quickly up the floor, Schwederman. Left side, Eric Bowers. Rotated to Schwederman. Right side of the court. Dropped it. Picked it up. Handed off to Kalen Reed. Reed through traffic in the lane. Missed this one. Similar to the shot he made a moment ago. Rebound Fort Loramie. Down the floor to Werman. Right side. Skips it way over cross court to Burning. Burning pulls up. 15-footer short. Oh, good hustle by Siegel. He got the rebound. Fed it back to Burning. Burning with a leaner, he charged. 51-35, Fort Loramie, 4:14 to go in the game. Looked like a very good call from the referee.
That was the correct call. And this is, we've had six officials in the varsity games today now that I have never seen before.
You're right.
I don't know where they're assigning them from.
Yeah, three new ones. In the Anna-Fort Loramie girls game today, won by Anna 46-45, and three different officials whom we've never seen tonight for this game between Fort Loramie and New Bremen. Deep left corner, Mitchell Kramer in now for New Bremen, a 6-foot senior. He hands it off out back to Schwederman. Dealt into the left corner to Kramer. Off his fingertips, it goes out of bounds. still a 16-point game, 51-35, 3:55 left in the fourth. Low scoring fourth quarter, 7 points tallied only so far. Here's Fort Loramie driving, bounce pass, baseline right, given up to Siegel at the foul line. Into the lane, flipped out back to Braun. Redskins working it around quickly. Oh, nice pass. Braun spots Siegel over the left. He catches above his head and lays it in off the backboard.
Nice diagonal pass that time.
Foul called as well. Siegel at the stripe. The lead swells out to 53-35. That's the biggest for Fort Loramie on the night. 3:33 to go in the fourth quarter. Siegel gets the bounce pass from the official. Shoots the foul shot. No good, too hard. Rebound taken down by New Bremen's Mitchell Kramer. He scoots up the right side. All the way into the lane. Pulls up. Loops a 10-footer toward the rim. In. He hits it. 53-37. The lead 16 for the Redskins. Gasson's got the ball outside the arc. Goes baseline. Sends it to Siegel. Head of the key. Down the lane. Loops to Werman. Baseline right. A teardrop. A 5-footer. Curled off the rim, no good. Rebounding foul, Fort Loramie. 3:03 to go here in the fourth quarter. Redskins by 16, 53-37. Doesn't look like Chuck New Bremen's going to be able to generate a run at Fort Loramie late in this game.
No, they made a run and got it down to, I think, 10 or 11. That's the closest they've gotten.
Yep. Yeah, my notes say that it was 38-27 at one point in that third quarter before Fort Loramie widened it back out to 17 after three. Free throw pumped up there by the Cardinals. No good, too long off the back brace. Tie up on the rebound, or is there a foul?
I don't know. We got a no-name player out there.
Yep. That could very well be Grant Haney up from the JVs, a 6-foot sophomore, although we don't know for sure.
I think he was 22 in the JV game.
Foul called on the scrap for the loose ball. Brad Playman picks it up for Fort Loramie. 16-point lead Redskins, just over three to go in the game. Ben Schwederman at the line for New Bremen. He's got the 1-and-1. 19 fouls on the Redskins. Shot by Schwederman. Too long. Nice effort. Skying for the rebound. Fort Loramie's Darren Sager. Sager, a 5'11 senior. Took off on the springboard and speared it. Here's a wraparound pass underneath the basket by Fort Loramie as it was Dylan Braun trying to reach a teammate. Knocked out of bounds by the Cardinals. Drew Werman sits down. Tyler Siegel sits down. Good games for both Werman and Siegel. Here's Fort Loramie trying to inbound below the basket. Whistle blows before the ball can even be tossed in. Foul Cardinals holding. Yeah. Rosengarten's got the 1-and-1 with 2:48 to go. Seems like the clock is crawling here at the end of this game, Chuck. Dana Rosengarten in for the Redskins. Dylan Braun out. How many for Dylan on the night?
Dylan had 20.
Free throw, Fort Loramie. It is missed. Bounced off the ring. Brad Plyman couldn't get it to fall. New Bremen hustles down the floor. Pull-up jumper. Foul line. Off to the right by Mitchell Kramer. Loose ball, right corner. Cardinals get it back. It's Schwederman. Bounce pass, baseline left to Kramer. Might have gotten away with a walk. Missed it, no good. Nice rebound by Fort Loramie. Dylan Eilerman, outstanding football player for the Redskins, a 6'3 senior on the court now, playing in the post. Baseline drive by Fort Loramie. Off balance, leaning shot. No good. Evan Burning, a charge. I think he picked up the previous one, did he not?
Yeah, he's had two fouls, both of them charges.
Yep.
Those hurt.
Each call was right on the money. 2:16 to go, fourth quarter, 53-37. Fort Loramie leads by 16. Very low scoring fourth quarter. Both teams seemingly running out of gas. Only 11 points between the clubs in the fourth. Again, moisture being mopped up down to her right. Floor's been damp in spots. So warm and humid.
Well, a lot of bodies on the floor, too.
Exactly. It's been a rough and tumble game at times. And perspiration from the players' bodies has gotten to the hardwood. The officials alertly have toweled up the wet spots. Here's a nice curl by Schwederman. Came off a screen just inside the arc, high left, and he nailed the 19-footer. Good jump shot by Schwederman of New Bremen. Here's Fort Loramie. Down the floor, baseline left. Good entry pass inside to Eilerman. Missed it off to the right, no good. 53-39 Fort Loramie. New Bremen attacks. A minute 48 to go in the fourth. Here's a drive and a scoop. Oh, what a play. Nicely done by Greg Parker. As he skipped through the lane, left-handed shovel shot in there. Minute and a half to go, fourth quarter. New Bremen has clipped Fort Loramie's lead down to 12. 53-41. Redskins on the arc. It's Evan Burning dribbling. Gets a screen from Eilerman. Dishes to him. Then he throws on the arc to Tanner Rosengarten. Here's a baseline draw by Evan Burning. Off to Eilerman. Missed the driving layup. No good. Rebound tapped out. Fort Loramie restarts. Evan Burning in the paint. Near side pass Rosengarten. Minute to go. It goes back to Eilerman 15 feet away. Cross court look to Evan Burning. Long jump shot, three pointer. Hits it. Evan Burning nails one. Boy, he and Dylan Braun can shoot it now. 56-41 in favor of Fort Loramie. Here's a steal out high, taken away by Evan Burning. He darts down the floor, gets two more. Burning on the lay-in, five straight by him. 58-41 in favor of Fort Loramie. Each team has scored exactly 10 in the fourth quarter. Interception by the Redskins. Darren Sager took it away. Sager goes the length of the court for two. It's a bust out by the Redskins here in the last 90 seconds. Biggest lead of the game, 19, 60-41. 15 ticks left. Here's a baseline drive. Left-handed jump shot by Kramer. No good. Short. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Quickly down the floor, the Redskins. Here's a good look. Fine pass as Evan Burning hits Sager for another gimme, and that's going to do it. Buzzer sounds, time expires, and the Fort Loramie Redskins triumphant tonight over New Bremen, 62-41. The difference in the end, 21. The biggest deficit of the game faced by New Bremen came at the end. The Cardinals were within striking range much of the second half. Got it down to 10, 12, but couldn't hit the big bucket to get it to single digits. Fort Loramie pulls away at the finish and rolls to a 62-41 win over New Bremen. Fort Loramie Redskins advance to 3-3. New Bremen now 1-5 on this young season. We saw a lot of bright spots tonight from the Fort Loramie Redskins, and we will talk about them for you in just 1 minute. So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. They include Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep in Fort Loramie, M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's meets all state requirements for training and professionalism, and Tom and Jerry's is fully insured and licensed. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's in Fort Loramie on the web at TomJerry's.com. Gratitude tonight to these anchor underwriting sponsors: American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the Sydney Daily News, best sports page coverage around, and Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie, Middendorf, developing Timber Trail, the new subdivision, south edge of Anna. Beautiful wooded lots available. Again, the developer, Middendorf Builders, which will also customize a home to your plans and specifications. Chuck, highlight to the scoring and or Clancy's awards tonight.
Well, there were two in for Fort Laramie in double figures. Braun led them with 20. They got 13 out of Evan Burning. I'm impressed with both those sophomores. That the future looks pretty good. And they got another sophomore in Siegel who had 9. On the other side, they were led by Dion Haney. He scored 14. Nobody else in double figures. The Clancy's player of the game for Fort Laramie is Dylan Braun.
Dylan Braun wins the Clancy's honor. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, a win and a loss for Fort Laramie teams today here on scoresbroadcast.com this afternoon. The Anna girls edged Fort Laramie 46-45 in a thriller. Deciding field goal made by Anna's Avery Benjamin with just over 6 seconds to play, lifting Anna from a 1-point deficit into the lead. And Anna survived at the end. Jessica Berger's lean-in jumper from 13 or 14 feet was missed. It went wide right. Jessica might have been fouled. There were some very close calls that could have gone either way in the last 2 minutes of the game. Nonetheless, Anna pulled it out 46-45. Fort Laramie boys win the night by a score of 62-41. And it's a team, Chuck, which if it gets Siegel involved on the inside can be mighty good by the end of the season.
Well, I saw some good things. I mean, they got some kids that need experience. They're young and they don't have the varsity experience yet. But, I'm seeing good things out of Fort Laramie. I was wondering what we were going to see because I know they had trouble scoring. But, boy, they've got some firepower.
A couple of nice wins, a 1-pointer over New Knoxville on a game-winning shot by Drew Werman. Big triumph away from home at Fairlawn by 9 in the Shelby County League, and tonight by 21 over New Bremen. Our next coverage here on scoresbroadcast.com is Tuesday night, Bodkins boys at New Knoxville. Tip-off at 7:30, on the web at 7:10. Join us on Tuesday evening. For Rhett Jisher, scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, for Chuck McBee, alongside Stats Color on-site engineering, I'm Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Fort Laramie, where the Redskins have defeated New Bremen 62-41.
This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.